is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Wow, 6 o'clock rolling up on 6:01. It's the MJ Morning Show, and couldn't ask for a more exciting week. Couldn't ask for a busier week. What would be number one on why this week is very, very important?
It's 14 days until the election.
Well, you know, that's not what I was thinking of, but no, that would be important. What would be extremely important?
Oh, I know.
What would that be?
We're 4 days away from the next Skrizzle performance.
That'd be absolutely right. Absolutely correct.
Ooh, yeah,
I know some
okay.
might say that the World Series begins tonight with the Rays with their second appearance ever in the World Series. They were in what, 08 or 09?
They were 08.
08.
It was 08, and they lost
to the Phillies.
It was the Phillies?
This isn't a game show, Roxanne.
Oh, my God.
This is a morning show. This isn't a game show. We're actually going to beat each other to the punch.
Holy crap. Yeah, you're buzzing in. You're slamming the buzzer in
what
front of you.
What is the Philadelphia Phillies, Alex?
Correct. Exactly. Absolutely.
Friday Fall Concert
Series. Yeah, it's
Alex,
coming up.
What's in five games, Alex?
What are we going to say, Roxanne?
I covered that whole road to the World Series.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Gotcha. So 2008, they lost to the Phillies, so this would be their second appearance ever in the World Series. They play the Dodgers tonight, game one. And they're in what, Arlington? They're in Texas?
They're in Texas, yes.
So that's where the Rangers would play, right?
Yeah, that was the National League bubble.
Is that correct? Arlington, that's
Global
where the Rangers.
Life Field, the new home
what,
of the Texas Rangers.
What is it? What?
Global Life Field.
What the hell's Global Life? Is that a life insurance company? I guess it probably is, right?
The Globe Company.
They
sell globes.
They make globes.
Look, snow globes.
It's history, man. I see the globe. from Global
history,
Life.
I can see the globe right there.
I see the globe right there, dude. You know that Fast Times at Ridgemont High house is up for sale?
Really?
The one with the pool scene where Judge Reinhold's... Oh, yeah. With Phoebe...
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Quite a scene.
That house is up for sale out in California. All right, we're just getting rolling, folks. It's a busy, busy day. I don't know how the hell we're going to cram all this in. We're getting rolling right now. It's the MJ Morning Show Q105. Back in a moment. Hang on.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Uh-oh. Fester's complaining his wife threw away liquid gold. Fester was just complaining a second ago. What is she doing? She's throwing away liquid gold. So I pipe in, wait a minute, she's throwing away pasta water?
Good guess.
Now, that's you've heard of that, right?
Oh, yes.
Liquid gold. Now, let me ask you a question, guys. Froggy, what are you mumbling about over there?
Well, you've heard of that, right? And I said no. And my mic was off. Oh, no, I haven't heard of that.
You got to learn to turn your own mic on over there, Froggy.
It's 9 miles away.
Yeah, right.
The studio configuration is not exactly ready for prime time.
All right. Well, we'll work on
why
that.
Why is pasta water gold again?
Because you can do so many good things with it. Like after you've dumped the noodles out, you save like a half cup of it, add it to the rest of your dish.
Exactly.
It's delicious.
It also cures cancer. So
it's all of this. Well, it doesn't do that, Professor. Stop spreading misinformation, okay? You're going to be shut down by Twitter and Facebook for spreading misinformation over there. Why don't you cut the crap? No, pasta water, which is the starch that cooks off of the pasta, it enhances even sauces. So I make a hell of a pomodoro. If anyone's gone to my Instagram feed.
That's a dog, isn't it?
What? No, that's a Pomeranian.
Oh. I'm like, what the hell are you cooking?
A Pomeranian covered in pasta water.
I'm not cooking a Pomeranian.
A Pomeranian turd.
I'm cooking pomodoro, which a pomodoro would be a thicker version of a marinara, essentially.
Okay. I could talk about sauces all day.
No, if you go to my Instagram feed, if you go to @CertifiedToddSchnitt, my real name, of course, IBMJ, but Todd Schnitt, my real name. So if you go to @CertifiedToddSchnitt on Instagram, and you'll see, I do all kinds of, I'm Chef Schnitt in the kitchen, and I even have a video of me making pasta sauce, and I even have a recipe on there of the most amazing pomodoro, but I add a little bit of pasta sauce when I'm serving the pasta. I add it to my sauce and pasta water, liquid gold. All right, Fester, what is your liquid gold? And I haven't seen it yet, but apparently you brought some props in.
I wouldn't call them props, but
What do you have?
This is what I plucked out of the trash this morning in my kitchen.
Oh, it's hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Whoa. And your wife is throwing that away?
Well, she thinks it's a little bit bulky.
Why would she be throwing away a 12-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer?
Oh, not one bottle. But two.
Oh, there's two bottles.
And it just dropped.
Hey, yeah, don't
And now it's spilling. Can you get that?
Why would she throw that away?
She's like, first of all, she's like, why did you buy this for? We don't need it in the house.
That's not her voice. You got to do her voice.
Why did you buy this for? We don't need it in the house right now.
Maybe it has a bad ingredient.
No, it doesn't have a bad ingredient. It's hand sanitizer. You know, it was always.
Does she realize this is the worst time in the history of the earth to throw away hand sanitizer?
You know, and she said, I want you to do something with it. I don't want it just laying around the house or laying on the counter. And I was like, just leave it there. Don't worry about it. Wake up this morning. Today's trash day, and there they both are.
But that's like if there was a humongous gas shortage. Like, imagine you're in like Mad Max times or something. There's a huge gas shortage. Well, essentially we are. We're Mad Max.
Now, like now.
It's pretty accurate.
Mad Max 2020. Let's say you're in crazy times, and she's throwing away gas. Oh, you know, hey, let me siphon the gas out of my gas tank and I'll just siphon it right down the sewer on the street.
I mean, this stuff doesn't expire, does it? I mean, it's good forever.
What does she think? What is she doing?
I'm reading a story. If you have any of these 200 hand sanitizers, throw them away immediately. Maybe this is on the list.
Well, that's been floating around for a couple of months. The CDC the FDA, they've been putting this list out because there's a whole bunch of like toxic hand sanitizers with, I think, mostly made with methanol. Was that it? Because of high methanol content and you use it, it could seep into your skin and screw you up, right?
Jeez.
Sure.
I think this one's made with meth. Just meth.
The reason why is does she think it's a little bit of a cluster?
Or? It's clutter.
Clutter.
She is currently in a denesting stage where she's eliminating clutter, and everything I bring into the house gets critiqued. And it's like, why did you buy extra hand sanitizer? We don't need it. I'm like, honey, it was the right price, and you never know when you.
You throw out your CPAP machine as well?
Do you have a CPAP machine, Fester?
No. No, I just snore.
I thought you did at some point, but you didn't like it.
I'm so stoked this week. Froggy is going to do the Box of Intrigue. Froggy's mysterious Box of Intrigue is going to come back tomorrow. Hey, Frog, does Roxanne have any idea about this?
No, shut up. And it's not the mysterious box of intrigue. Well, it's the intriguing box of mystery.
Whatever the hell it is. All right. Let's talk about this next. Roxanne, you're in for a little treat tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Froggy's got two things. One tomorrow, and then he'll be back with the Froggy Fall Friday concert series on Friday.
We love those.
Exactly.
Roxanne doesn't look excited about this, but you'll like it.
Hey, folks, 6:18, it's the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow it is Froggy's Mystery Box of Intrigue.
Jeez, what year is this?
It's the... Come on, that's a good sound.
Is the Green Hornet coming up next?
That is a... The Mystery Box of Intrigue.
I like it. That works.
That works, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And Roxanne, you...
What are
you
in for something special?
What are you shaking your head at, Fester? Listen,
don't sell this bit too hard, MJ, because I don't know how well-prepared Froggy is. He asked me to bring in a box, like the size of a toaster
he
box.
He asked the same thing to me.
Yeah, and everybody failed me.
And then he said to me, "This, where's my box?" I'm like... Michelle was supposed to put a box for me at the door when I left the house. I guess she forgot, so therefore I forgot. How tough is it to get a box
for me? I don't know. You tell me. Apparently it's real tough for you and Fester. You know, it's the Froggy intriguing box of mystery.
Well,
okay,
first of all, what's...
I'm coming up with a mystery. All I'm asking for is a box.
What is the name of the damn thing again? I want to
the
get
the intriguing Froggy box of mysterious mysteries.
It's changed names like five times.
Shouldn't it be Froggy first? The Froggy intriguing, Froggy's intriguing box?
I think it should be the intriguing and mysterious box from Froggy. No, guys, I already found a box, so don't worry about the box. I found one.
Explain to everybody that doesn't remember this from the old MJ days across the street, and also explain to Roxanne what she will be partaking in tomorrow.
Well, it's the simplest of all concepts.
Yeah.
You get a box.
Hang on a minute. Do you have any idea, Roxanne? Do you have any idea what the Froggy intriguing mystery box of hell is?
I have no idea. You haven't told me, but I'm guessing it's me closing my eyes, or I have a blindfold on, and then you spin me around, and then I have to dig around in the box and describe what I'm reaching for.
Roxanne, no spinning necessary.
Roxanne's version is actually better than what it really is.
Maybe we should
spin you.
We should spin her, make her dizzy and disorient her, and then make her reach into the box.
Yeah,
Roxanne, you're pretty accurate.
Up until four seconds ago, there was no spinning.
No,
but now there is.
You just added spinning, and I think we're going to add water and feathers.
Yes.
Ooh. All right. I think we'll do all that. So yeah, tomorrow Froggy brings in a box, and the front of the box. Is going to, or the back of the box is going to be cut out so we can see what's going on.
Yes.
And then we'll video this as well so the viewer will be able to see what's going on while you look at the front of the box with just like a hole for you to stick your hand in.
Yeah, there's just going to be a hand for your hole.
Yep.
Or
there's going to be
a hole for your hand. And then it's very simple. There's going to be five individual items that you're just going to have to touch and feel and identify. At least three of the five.
Okay, so this is a test of my sense of touch.
Yeah, it's
and smell, maybe. Could I smell inside the box?
Tactile test.
No smelling.
No smelling. Yeah. No smelling. This isn't Froggy's box of smelling intrigue.
If we told you some of my past boxes of mysteries, smelling, would have given them away.
Oh, so this is great.
We have to plug your nose.
This is so cool. This
clothespin on my nose. Yeah.
Blindfolded.
Spun.
And spun around.
This is so great, folks. All right, so tomorrow it's going to be the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue, and Roxanne will be the victim.
This will be a victim. The contestant.
What are you doing, man?
I like victim better.
She's the contestant.
It's the Froggy Box of Mystery Intrigue. Our first victim is Roxanne. I love it. First victim.
She's a contestant. Good luck.
Okay, whatever. She's a contestant. All right. Cancel culture is out of control. So let's just tease this here, and we'll get to it in like 3 minutes. So cancel culture, and the latest is Hollywood actor...
Chris Pratt.
So they want to cancel him now.
Yes, they want to cancel him. And I love Chris Pratt.
See, this is where social media sucks and the whole mob mentality sucks. Why do they want to cancel this Chris? We'll tell you next. couple of minutes. MJ Morning Show. It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, rolling up on 640, 20 away from 7 on a Tuesday. And, of course, Rays Game 1, World Series, Dodgers tonight out in Arlington, Texas. So it would be nice for the Rays to start things off with a win. It'd be nice, actually, for the Rays to actually win their first World Series ever. They were in the series back in 08, but, of course, lost to the Phillies, right?
Yes, and they are definitely the underdog in this World Series. So that feels good, too, that whole sort of the David and Goliath vibe. And I think that the Rays have a good shot.
I'm so really ticked off. I hate this whole cancel culture thing. It's really out of hand. It's so obnoxious. The internet or social media mob mentality, it really sucks. And some people deserve it. All right, let's be clear here. Some people are total ass clowns and deserve it. Others just get smacked with cancel culture. And there's really not a reason.
And there are two components of it. Cancel culture, you're losing your job, everything you've worked hard for. Or cancel culture, all the internet people are mad at you, which really, what does that matter? But and that's the case, I would say, with this Chris Pratt situation. Who cares that all these Twitter people are getting mad at him? Because he's a phenomenal actor and a great guy.
And that's what this is about. So Chris Pratt is the victim of some, what, social media Twitter campaign to cancel him. And something occurred where they were trying to choose the best Hollywood Chris, and they decided that Chris Pratt was there a catalyst to this? What happened?
Yeah, it's the other way around.
What?
He was deemed the worst Chris.
Oh, he's the worst. Why?
By his actions.
Why? What did he do? Because he wouldn't.
He didn't go to the Biden fundraiser, and the other Avengers did. However, Robert Downey didn't go to it either, and no one's canceling him.
Wait a minute. Is Chris Pratt an Avenger as well?
They're all blended together. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right. So Chris Pratt is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's not like he's like the Hulk or anything.
Yeah. All right. So, I understand now. So he didn't go to a Biden event.
Right.
So Twitter decided that he didn't support Joe Biden. So he's the worst Hollywood Chris out of, what, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine.
It was a...
By the way, little fact here.
Yes.
Chris Pine is the son of whom?
Don't know.
I know who.
Who?
The boss on Chips.
Yeah, Sergeant Gutierrez.
Da, da, really? Da,
da. That's his father. I think it's Robert Pine. Was that...
You can stop that.
Okay, Fro. Yeah, I will. I will stop it.
So, Chris Pratt. How about Chris Elliott? Is he still doing good?
Is he alive?
Of course, he's a star in Schitt's Creek.
Oh, Froggy!
Can I say it? That's the name of a show.
It is the name of the show. And they did say it on TV, right? They did do it during the awards.
Oh, I hope so.
This doesn't feel comfortable to say that in the radio studio.
It's a TV show.
It is a TV show. But it just freaks you out when you hear that.
It does.
Hey, it freaked myself out.
I heard the CBS radio top of the hour, you know, boom, da-da-da-da-da-da. And the top of the hour news to like 500 radio stations across the country, the anchor actually said, you know, when the...
I feel better then.
They said it.
Listen, we're talking about cancel culture and Froggy's walking the line over here.
Oh, saying the name of a TV show?
I think you can say the name of the TV show. But so they've decided, Twitter decided to cancel Chris Pratt now.
And it was this producer who put a picture, Amy Berg, she put a picture, the four Chris's, and said one of these has to go.
She was saying that because she's mad.
They're assuming that because Chris Pratt wasn't at the Biden event, that means he's a Trump supporter, he's never said that he is or isn't for either candidate. But they're just mad because he's not being outspoken about loving Biden.
Things are out of control. Cancel culture, wrecking this guy's day.
Because I'm sure his day is ruined.
Hey, Fester, guess what? I mean, this could be very career damaging. This picked up all kinds of speed. It had 13,000 retweets. This is already old, so it's probably even more. 7,000 comments. I wonder what percentage were against him or supporting him. But this is the toxicity that exists in social media today, and it sucks.
I interviewed Chris Pratt for the movie Moneyball, and you can meet someone in 5 minutes, get a vibe about them, and he was amazing. Couldn't have been a nicer gentleman.
Why didn't you interview him for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Because I was focused on sports movies, and Moneyball's a sports movie.
When you think of Guardians of the Galaxy, what song do you think of?
I've never seen Guardians.
Me neither.
I've never seen any
with that
Avengers
little
movie.
That little tree stumpy thing. Come on!
I saw the first Tobey Maguire
Groot
Spider-Man. And that's the only superhero Avengers-type movie I've ever seen.
My kids, you know me, I'm not really into the whole genre of the superhero stuff. All the CGI, I like a good film, a great story, great cinematography. All the computer-generated imagery, the CGI, I don't know, it doesn't do a heck of a lot. So my kids drag me to Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm like, oh, geez, I'm going to fall asleep during this thing. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I heard it was great.
It totally exceeded my expectations. What song, guys? Come on. What song?
Well, if we haven't seen it, how the heck can we guess?
Yes, Chariots of Fire theme.
Life Goes On. I mean,
No. All right, Roxanne, you saw it, so.
I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy.
What? You're alone.
I saw
on this
Moneyball.
One, buddy.
Oh, this is a great song.
This song is featured in a very good scene.
Well, now I want to see the movie.
This song. My kids love this. My kids sing this out loud.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
This is a great song. I mean, this is like a sing-along song. This is like Sweet Caroline these days with, you know, the seventh inning stretch in Boston. You know, da, da, da.
Yes.
Oh, this is the best.
Laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round.
What a horrible song choice for a superhero movie.
This is great.
They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
What a great song that is. Mm. And the kids love it. My kids, Chloe is 19, Julian 16, they love that song.
Okay, it's actually a catchy song. It's a terrible song because Brandy would make a good wife for somebody, but I'd rather be alone on a boat than with her ass. That's what that song is saying. She must be a real stinker.
That bears the name of a man that
Brandy love. So this song is described as like the perfect song. That musically, musical progression, the lyrics, the story.
No, it's not. Wouldn't It Be Nice is the most perfect pop song ever made.
Beach
Look
Boys?
Up the facts, yes.
Really?
Yeah. The most perfect
pop
song.
Brandon,
oh, God.
You're a bad girl. What a girl.
Oh, what a great song. And that's
Yacht Rocky.
In Guardians of the Galaxy. So. Cancel culture blows. It really does. It's out of control. I want to cancel all the folks that are into cancel culture. How about that?
I agree.
All right, 6:47. It's the MJ Morning Show. Q105 back in a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. You know, literally every day that we're on, there are going to be people that tune in and they hear us for the very first time. It's like, oh my God, MJ, Froggy, Fester, back and now joined by Roxanne as well. The MJ Morning Show has returned. I'm getting... probably the most frequent or common comment that I get is, you guys are back. 2020 has been such a crap fest, and at least there's like some ray of hope. I don't know if we should be compared to a pandemic as far as the polar opposite or the antithesis of a pandemic, that, you know, we're the ray of hope during a total schnit show, you know?
You know, when you're saying the return of a radio show is the best thing to happen all year, it's really been a crap year.
It's six, but listen, it's a pretty big, all kidding aside here, and we're self-deprecating, but listen, the MJ Morning Show coming back, has made a lot of people happy, and we're happy to do it, and I feel great doing this. The crew feels great doing this. Roxanne has been with us. This is the beginning of week number 3 of our return, and you're loving life, right?
I love it. I enjoy you guys.
This is not a you thought your husband was sending you a joke?
Yes, I did.
Oh my, look at
I just texted him, and I said, are you David?
No. Did you really?
What?
Yes.
Come on. Look at this thing. It's got an address in China.
But we talk about China a lot.
This is spam.
You and your husband just sit at home talking about China?
China.
How much is the price of tea today?
In China. So
what are you talking about? You talk about the Chinese building up their military positions along the east coast of their country in a possible invasion of Taiwan?
No, they talk about checkers. Chinese checkers.
We talk about Shenzhen, and I feel like this is from Shenzhen.
You talk about the Chinese and the theft of intellectual property for decades, ripping the world off for trillions of dollars?
Yes, we've discussed that.
Yeah, they stole tube socks on a roll from me.
Yeah, they did. Look at that. All right, so Roxanne hands me this email. Roxanne, with this, and this came to your Roxanne at MJ Morning Show?
Yes, already. Why would I be getting spam already?
You are. I don't know how they figured this out, but already Roxanne is getting some spam in the brand new email that I set up. And folks, you can email all of us. If you have something to say, a bit idea, a memory, you want us to do something on the program, just want to say hello, you can send email to all of us. I'm MJ at MJMorningShow.com. Froggy at MJMorningShow.com, Fester at MJMorningShow.com, Roxanne at MJMorningShow.com. So Roxanne is already getting spam in the MJMorningShow.com email box, and this is what it says. Good day. We are pleased to know you are focused. So I'm going to read this verbatim, all right?
Yes.
Good day. We are pleased to know you are focused on sexy lingerie, such as superhero costumes, Batgirl costumes, Captain America costumes, etc. About us, number one clubwear cosplay manufacturer in China, top three sexy lingerie gown corset swimwear manufacturer.
You thought this came from your husband as a joke?
15 plus years export experience, 200 plus workers, 500 plus new arrivals each year, OEM and EDM service. We have stock about 400 models on sales every day. Small orders are warmly welcome. The customized are welcome too. We are looking forward to chances to serve your esteemed company. Best regards, David Wang.
All right. First of all, if that came from your husband, he's trying to send you a big hint to spice it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Are things getting a little dull in your house there, Roxanne? Say, you
know, she does have a heart monitor strapped to her chest right now. I mean,
that's very sexy.
Come home in a Batgirl outfit today and ask for Mr. Wang when you get to the door.
Yeah, hello, that's code. that's code, yes. I'd like to talk to Mr. Wang. Yes. that's code for. Anyway.
Yes. I text him. I said, are you David? And he has not responded
like,
yet.
What
so
are
that
you
seems
talking
suspicious.
About?
Yes, Mr. Wang, I'd like to shake your hand.
Yes.
So, and this came from JSY Lingerie's Company LTD, Limited, number 28, Shangfeng Road, Wenzhou, China. And there's a website. We got to call this guy up. You want to call him up? Hello, Wang. Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. You know what that's from, Froggy?
No.
Oh, come on, Froggy. All right, hold on to that thought. Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot.
Oh, what is that?
Come on, hold on. You, with my impersonation.
Is it one of those stupid golf movies? I don't like those.
Oh, you're getting a stupid golf movie.
The greatest stupid golf movie.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, hold on to that thought. Roxanne, it's spam. You've really come to the table. You're now getting spam. MJ Morning Show, Q105. 706, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Froggy, how dare you? How dare you disparage Caddyshack? What's the matter
That's
with you?
What I, yeah, Caddyshack.
The greatest dumb golf
it
movie.
It is pretty funny. I'll give you that.
My kids love it. You know, that's the beauty of having kids. You kind of introduce your kids to the stuff you love.
Oh, I force my kids to watch all my favorite movies.
Like, Chloe quotes Blues Brothers lines. I couldn't ask for anything better.
That's so cute.
She always does, wrong glass, sir. She does that. Remember when they went into the fancy, they're trying to get Mr. Fabulous back to play trumpet? Mm-hmm. And they go into the fancy restaurant at Blues Brothers, into the Shea, whatever, the French restaurant, where the soup is effing $10. Yeah, remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in that scene, Pee Wee Herman is in that, by the way. Pee Wee Herman is one of the waiters in that scene.
Yeah, Paul Rubens.
Yeah. And of course, we all know what happened down at Sarasota, right?
Yes. Pee Wee made an appearance.
Wrong glass, sir. So Chloe, she does it all the time. We're out to dinner and I'll pick up my glass. She'll go, wrong glass, sir. So Froggy, I want you to take that back. How dare you disparage Caddyshack, one of the greatest movies of all time?
It's all right.
And, of course, David Wang.
I think this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish.
And then Rodney pulls up with his horn. Here we go.
My car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
That's great.
Who was in the new one? Was it Jackie Mason they brought in the new one or the second one?
Oh, Caddyshack 2?
Yeah, when he has a hair dryer that's a gun.
I've got no interest in Caddyshack 2.
Terrible.
No interest.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of, the bad one.
Oh, Caddyshack 1 is the best. Absolute best.
I think I'm thinking of the Jackie Mason one. My apologies.
All right, so Roxanne, you gave me the story this morning that the election turnout for the first day of early voting in Pinellas and Hillsborough set a record?
It's jammed, yes. So many people have turned out for early voting. It makes you almost say, hey, we've got to get out there and vote before the actual day, but I like to vote the actual day. So the numbers that we're looking at, they said that there were lines at one location wrapped around the building to early vote, and...
Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections, they reported, this is according to Channel 10, that 8,407 ballots were cast from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., a record-breaking increase of 3,968 votes compared to the first day of early voting back during the 2016 presidential election.
There's a library by my house where they're doing early voting, and I drove by it, and it was out the door, down the side of the building, hung a left turn down the other side of the building. And I can't help but to think you have several weeks to early vote, people.
Yesterday, an hour wait at the Falkenberg Road one.
An hour wait
at
Falkenberg?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
But former MJ Morning Show intern Unitard voted yesterday, and it took him 17 minutes.
Guess what? Unitard's the best, and hopefully Unitard's listening. He texted me. Why did we name him Unitard?
Because it was...
Is this uni? Oh, I don't know why we named him Unitard.
Because it was a funny name. You said, the next intern we get, we're going to name Unitard.
Did I?
And Chris's first day was the next day. You're like, you're Unitard. He's like, okay.
And then intern Sanjay Gupta was like, oh, that's not that bad of a name. I mean, the names you gave interns were
right, awesome. So Unitard... We had so many interns. How many interns would you guess were through the doors once we started the MJ Morning Show intern program until we stopped the show? How many?
Like hundreds.
There had to be.
I would guess about 100.
The twin turns.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just incredible.
Sam are we going to start that program? Or are interns illegal now?
Interns are illegal because of COVID. Because of COVID, I was told that this building.
No interns.
No interns.
But I know there was a labor thing. Over at iHeart Clear Channel, there was some issue with interns and labor. I think some interns sued because they claimed that they were doing too much work and they should get paid. Wasn't this
not one of our interns?
That's an internship.
No. It wasn't ours. It was like in a whole different city for iHeart, and then it like spoiled it for all of us. Remember that?
They had to document every hour they got for school credit, and it became really tedious.
Yeah. So Unitard sent me a text. Voted this morning at the Platt Library in South Tampa, got there at 9:10 a.m. and took me 17 minutes and 42 seconds from when I got in line to scanning in my ballot. That's not terrible.
What, do you have a stopwatch?
What a nerd.
17 minutes, 42 seconds, exactly. People were socially distancing in line and wearing masks. I did feel they could have spaced out the booths a little more. So Please make a note of it. Jan Platt Library, South Tampa, early voting. They could have spaced out the booths a little more than they did all at that specific location. There were maybe 65 people in line as I was walking out. And then he also said, I know everything is made in China, but could the Vote Hillsborough folks provide a pen made in the USA opposed to China to vote with?
What a diva.
So I guess the pens they're providing you are, they must clearly say made in China.
I think all the pens are made in China. Isn't it? There's a big Bic factory here in St. Petersburg.
On Ulmerton. Well, there used to be a thing on Ulmerton Road, right? Near, you know, the what's the automotive? You know, the
DuPont?
Yeah, DuPont Registry.
Yeah.
So right, is it still there?
It is, but I don't know if they manufacture the pens there.
I thought that was like the Bic customizing. So for like premium merchandise, if you wanted pens with your company name on it, I thought that's what they did there, but maybe I'm wrong.
That's where I get my pens from, with my name on
them. But that's kind of disturbing. If the Hillsborough County election folks, that they're using Chinese pens.
What's with the detail you of know what? Unitard's text?
Guess what? The Chinese could be interfering with our elections with the pens that change your mark.
Oh, so, my God.
Exactly.
Like invisible ink.
Yeah, so it could, or jump to a different space. The Chinese, maybe they've perfected the technology. Or your vote disappears with Chinese disappearing ink. Exactly.
Or maybe they're just laughing at how many pens we're buying from them.
From David Wang.
Yes.
He sells lingerie and pens over there.
Thanks for the voting update, Unitard.
Yeah, I mean, wow. How much time do you have, Uni?
I'm going to stopwatch my whole voting experience. 17 minutes and 43 seconds.
Hey, guys, though, but seriously, the first day to set records in Pinellas and Hillsborough County, it's pretty good.
At this point, it seems like it's going to be no lines if you go day of to vote.
Listen to this. So that was Pinellas numbers I gave you. And across the bay, Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, Craig Latimer. Oh, by the way, Craig's wearing a mask. Have you seen him on the commercials on TV? Craig's wearing a mask.
Good for Craig.
Good for Craig.
I like Craig. So, he's a good guy.
Hillsborough, I don't think I've ever met Craig Latimer.
Craig is a former customer of mine at General RV.
Really?
Yeah. He came in just looking.
Did he buy?
Couple of just looking.
Did he buy?
He didn't buy yet.
Oh, come on, Craig. Craig.
The pipeline.
Come on, Craig Latimer, Supervisor of Elections, Hillsborough County. Festa will give you a great deal on an RV at General RV. And folks, by the way, this is hysterical. Festa is a morning show co-host and an RV salesman.
How is that hysterical?
Where else in America do you have that combo platter?
Well, sitting right next to him is a radio host slash shelf salesman.
That's right. All right. If anyone needs an RV, seriously.
Or a shelf.
Fester is a sales guy at General RV, like one day a week and by appointment. If anyone needs an RV, just email Fester@MJMorningShow.com. I'll take care of you personally. Fester@MJMorningShow.com. Fester's going to make more money than me this year.
Do the rest of the sales guys are they jealous?
Doing the radio show and selling RVs.
Are they jealous of you? Because you get like king around there now.
No. Sales guys, they don't like me very much anyway.
Look at the multifaceted ambition in this room.
I'm telling you.
Is that what it is?
Anyway, Hillsborough County, the voting 24,000. 24,063 votes on day one of early voting, and that was a 5,176 vote increase. So we're off to the races with early voting here in Florida. 7:15, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I'm very serious here. Are there any women listening that would like to have a bisexual relationship with Carole Baskin from the Tiger King? Are there any women? Seriously, I'm not kidding. Because with the story that hit yesterday with Carole Baskin from right up the road here, Are they doing tours again? Are they back open at the Tiger Rescue off of, that's right, right down the road from Citrus Park Mall.
Right, yeah, by my house.
Big yeah. Cat Rescue. Yeah. I didn't know they stopped doing tours.
Well, I thought, didn't they stop answering the phone when the Tiger King documentary first came out in what, March? Was it March, right? Early March? When it first came out.
It was right around COVID, yes.
Yeah, I thought that they were not answering the phones, that the phones were ringing off the hook. I thought they temporarily paused the tours.
Okay. Says they're open today, 8:30 to 5.
Yeah, I didn't know they closed. Am I the only one that thinks Carol Baskin, for 59 years old, is kind of a good-looking lady?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, possibly so.
I saw the pictures of her in the documentary when she was younger. She's a pretty lady.
This is the point at which I think I wasn't part of this conversation, but now that she's saying she's bisexual, right, I guess.
You're saying her street walking days?
All right, hang on. We'll play the audio. She did an interview with a website, and she came out as bisexual. Well, the story might be hyped up a little bit, but I'm just curious. Is anyone listening, any women listening, that would consider a sexual relationship with Carol Baskin?
Oh, God, just saying it makes me...
I'm not joking. Let's go. Fire up the phones.
Well, I'm listening, and no, I wouldn't.
are there any... All right, so Roxanne is out. Any women would... Do you find Carol Baskin... If you're a lesbian, or if you are bisexual, do you find Carol Baskin attractive? 800-990-1047. Have you had fantasies? Have you had COVID dreams about Carol Baskin? 800-990-1047. If you would consider having a sexual relationship with Carol Baskin. Now, why are we bringing this up? She did an interview with Pink News. I've heard of the website. I don't know whether I've been there. I'm sure I've seen some story from there in the past. But Carol Baskin did an interview with Pink News on video. And the video came out. This made a big splash across the entertainment sites yesterday. And this is what Carol Baskin said on the video.
I have always considered myself to be bisexual. Even though I never had a wife, I could just as easily have a wife as a husband.
Ew.
That's got to make her new husband feel not so good about everything.
Now, listen, people are bisexual, people are homosexual, people are heterosexual. Now, you're saying ooh because you just specifically to Carol Baskin?
Yeah, you know, when somebody, a woman is like, I'm bisexual, I usually think, you know, what are they, lipstick lesbian types?
Yeah, so you like
I mean, she's just like a...
You like the lipstick type, not the butch type.
First of all, I wouldn't.
So that's your fantasy? Is the lipstick type froggy, not the?
If I had to choose an experience, a fantasy, it definitely would not be a Carol Baskin type looking woman.
What if it included a tour of Tiger Land?
Well, now we're talking.
I mean, behind the scenes tour.
Listen, I think Carol Baskin's a very attractive lady for her demographic.
All right, so why don't you approach her and bring her into a threesome in your house?
Ew.
You, Allison, and Carol Baskin.
Oh.
It's a fester threesome.
Cool cats and kittens. Right? That's what you call people?
You could jump on her. You could pretend like you're a big 370-pound cat jumping on her.
Allison actually met her years ago.
You could pounce on her. Hey, Michelle and Chloe. Chloe's Girl Scout troop. They went on a tour there back in like 2010, 2009. Michelle was a Girl Scout leader, and they went on a tour there to the Big Cat Rescue.
Allison met her first husband, Don.
The dead guy?
Yeah, the dead guy.
Yeah, Don.
That's when she went in that time frame, like in the late 90s.
What are you talking about?
What?
Do you live under a rock? Carol Baskin's husband?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Don, okay. I thought you were talking about Allison.
No, the guy that disappeared.
No, I thought you said Allison's first
husband.
My
wife went to Big Cat Rescue. She used to work on like 10-team news.
Got
and they
it,
did a
got
report
it,
there. And I'm she met Don Lewis. And
I thought I was learning something about Allison.
And of course, Don is missing. And
yes,
folks,
I understand all that.
All the law enforcement buddies that I have, they don't think that... First of all,
there's a billboard on Dale Mabry Highway right now looking for tips.
I know.
Really?
So, listen, I'm not suggesting that Carol Baskin has she gone after anyone legally yet? Has she sued anybody for slander or anything?
No, but when she talked about this, she said, hey, she doesn't appreciate people saying that about her, and she's not this kind of person.
Well, listen, the deal is, for those that believe, let me be very clear here, for those that believe that she had something to do with Don's disappearance, the folks that I know don't think that she would have hypothetically fed him to a tiger. They think that if he was disposed of, if, that he's buried on the land there somewhere.
My God.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is a jaguar, by the way, on the feline scale. Oh, not a cougar. She's a jaguar. Yeah. Jaguar.
Listen, she has more in common with old Joe Exotic as time passes.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency? Yeah. can someone help me dig up my husband? He could be under a slab. Isn't that another thought that maybe on a building there he might have been put under a slab, like in some kind of Jimmy Hoffa type deal?
Under some construction. I heard the septic tank. I heard fed to the lions.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe any of it.
Right, here's the audio again. Man. Here's Carol. Let me play this one more time here. Carol, she's saying she's a bisexual.
I have always considered myself to be bisexual. Even though I've never had a wife, I could just as easily have a wife as a husband.
So what else is she saying?
Joe is just one of a number of these people that have wanted to see me dead and have threatened me over the years. And so I've always been a little anxious when people approach me in public because I don't know whether they're friend or foe.
All right, so she's still talking about, what, being on guard with people? Is that it?
Well, the interviewer asked her about Joe Exotic, and...
And she maintains that she got duped, that she thought this was going to be a nice, friendly documentary on tigers and rescues, right? And then it turns into that whole...
Turns into the greatest documentary ever made.
My husband and I binge-watched it just like everybody else did because we could not believe this was the show we had been involved in.
Yeah.
The one that we were told that we were participating in for 5 years was called Stolen Wildlife, and it was about the abuse of big cats. And then my phone started ringing, and it rang every 2 minutes for 3 months straight with people screaming at me.
They totally duped them. I mean, everyone got duped. The producer put together this crazy, amazing documentary under the guise that it was going to be about, what, rescuing big cats, and it turned into this insane saga.
Yeah, the key here is don't volunteer to be on any documentaries.
Yeah, that would be a good tip, a good pointer. And I think Froggy and I are in agreement with the Tiger King documentary. And let's put Carol, any women call up that want to have a sexual relationship with Carol Baskin?
Right.
Hey, I asked for callers here.
Are there
any women that would like to, she says that she's bisexual. Are there any women listening that would like to have a sexual relationship with Carol Baskin from The Tiger King? 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you find Carol Baskin hot.
All right. Do you want to know how many people have called in already? Because I have a long answer and a short answer. Which one would you like?
Go ahead. Just tell me.
The short answer is no.
No one wants to have a relationship? Or...
Well, she presents it such answer? A sexy way.
I consider myself a bisexual.
I mean, come on, Carol.
She also said she...
I have always considered myself to be bisexual.
Oh, God, gross.
She said she didn't have mothering instincts as a child. She said, you know, I never played with dolls. But I think she's selling herself short because she's mothering with the cats.
All right.
The big cats.
She loves those cats.
Yeah. Froggy, what was the best scene? Froggy and I think are in sync. What was the best scene from the Tiger King documentary? One of the best scenes. I laughed out loud at this.
If I was to guess, I would say it would have to be when the woman gets her, or man, what, it was a woman man, gets her arm ripped off, and then he comes in and makes that amazing announcement. Is that it?
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm going to tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back or I can give you a rain check.
So he walks into the gift shop and there are like ladies in there and they're like stunned. They're probably looking to buy a tiger keychain. Yeah. And he says, folks, I want you to hear from me first. One of my employees had their arm ripped off, just torn right off like a twig. You can have a refund, a rain check.
Why don't you come back at another date?
What do you want me and Paul to do right now?
Now, why does he wear the EMT jacket? what is up with that?
The fact that he even had an EMT jacket on hot standby just waiting for somebody to have a limb bitten off is amazing.
And then, Froy, you love this part, too, where he talks to me. So it's not as... Let me fast forward here. This you love this, right? Hold on.
No, this is the best one.
All right, so,
oh, my God. I am never going to financially recover from this.
My employees got their arm ripped off by a tiger. I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Actually, she was there the next day, I believe.
that woman is a trooper. The one that got her arm ripped off. She's like, just day at work.
She was employee of the month the next month. So
day for nubby.
Casualty of the job.
MJ Morning Show, Q105. 7:43, it is the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Yeah, we didn't get any calls from women that would consider a bisexual relationship with Carol Baskin. And it sounds like she's asking.
I have always considered myself to be bisexual.
Is she going to now do like some bisexual-themed reality TV show centered around tigers?
I think that's what she's fishing for.
She's not asking. She's not saying, ladies, call me open. Call me now.
Hey, how many videos have you seen? I've lost track. How many videos have you seen of folks flipping out on airplanes over masks or mask-related?
Every other day.
Yeah. People taking pictures on planes. There was that one thing where the guy claimed to be a military guy, and he took a selfie of himself saying, I don't need a mask. I'm tough. And then he had a guy with a Marine's hat on behind him, and he had a mask. Remember that?
Everybody's emboldened now. So if you're the guy not wearing the mask, you're videotaping. And if you're the guy with the mask, you're videotaping the other guy.
Yeah, the latest is out of Scotland. And there have been plenty of domestic ones. I mean, I can't keep track of all the videos from either airports, airplanes, and that's not even to mention all the videos like store confrontations in a supermarket or in Target or in Walmart. There are tons of those as well.
And there's so much pressure on the flight attendants to keep things calm, handle the protocol the right way, and then you know you're on video while you're doing it, and it's probably going to go viral.
The latest now is out of Scotland. There was a flight, an EasyJet flight. EasyJet is like a low-cost carrier. It's like Ryan, anyone ever been on EasyJet or Ryanair over there? Ryanair, that's the one, they charge you to go to the bathroom. They nickel and dime you, they pence and pound you for everything over there. Hey, you want to go to the bathroom? £2. Fester. No, I don't think they, but seriously, like Ryanair, they charge very EasyJet, again, that ultra low cost model. And the latest is a lady went berserk on a flight. It was leaving Belfast, Ireland to Scotland, to Edinburgh. And apparently she asked for a row by herself and then freaked out. Then they ask her to leave the plane and then she starts screaming that everyone is going to effing die.
With a Scottish accent, too, so that's extra scary.
Wow, it's like William Wallace.
Seriously.
And then what is it with these people, like, doing the exaggerated coughing on other people? What is
that's
that?
That's the most passive-aggressive thing ever.
That's aggressive-aggressive. Yeah, that's aggressive-aggressive.
These days, yeah, you're right.
Listen to this. Here's the
You
f***ing
off, all of you. You scat lights. Everybody dies, you know that? Everybody dies.
Did you hear her go?
It was off mic a little bit, but
she's walking down the aisle as she's getting escorted off the plane, and she's like, as she passes people, she's like coughing.
You off, all you.
Everybody
dies, you know that? Everybody dies.
If it's corona
or not, everybody dies.
Scottish
witch.
Everybody dies. William Wallace could shoot fireballs from his arse.
Oh, and how about some Lucky Charms? They're magically delicious.
Well, she's not Irish.
I'm going to cough all over you. Well, the flight was from Belfast, Ireland to Scotland.
Oh, okay. So got all bases covered.
I don't know whether she was Irish or Scottish.
She could have been Irish.
Who knows?
I'm gonna cough all over your pink hearts and your green clovers.
Cough all over your Lucky Charms.
Yes, I will.
I'm just on the plane, just sitting here.
COVID, it's magically delicious.
Stevens, my name.
But every day, there's some kind of COVID confrontation, whether it's a store, whether it's an airplane. And this lady's a total imbatard, huh?
It's high-pressure situations when you step on a plane.
My barometer for entertaining mask stories and altercations has significantly risen. And I was a little leery about this story until I heard that the lucky Chatham's guy came out of the plane.
So they threw her off the airplane. I think she was arrested as well. Yeah, she was arrested by airport police in Belfast, according to the Edinburgh News. An EasyJet spokesman, meanwhile, confirmed that an unruly passenger was removed from Sunday's flight for disruptive behavior for refusing to put on a mask. So she wanted to roll by herself. She wouldn't put on a mask. That's what prompted this, is she wouldn't put on a mask. And we know that she was taken off the flight because we saw the video.
Maybe she had a little too much Jameson.
Then she screamed, Scotland is free.
Why are people nuts? What is going... Just...
I love the fake cough. Listen to that. I got a new bit. Okay, it's not as good as stocking face, man. Right. How about cough in your face, man?
No, you can't do that.
You guys are such weenies.
No, no, no. Right, why don't you focus on your froggy mystery box of intrigue tomorrow?
Oh, I got it.
Do I wear gloves when I do that?
Hang on. Hold on. We'll talk about it and a whole lot more next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 757. So, Roxanne, do you think this story needs a female touch? So we as guys...
Be careful how you describe that.
So we as guys... I know.
I don't know if this story needs any touch.
Are we too harsh as guys to talk about this story?
No.
This is crazy.
Everybody can make fun of this guy.
This is insane. And even if you don't know who he is, it's just indicative of the Zoom world, the Zoom meetings, the conference calls. And there have been many Zoom meetings and calls that have gone awry. There have been videos posted online or stories told about things that went bad.
I can promise you guys, when we're done with our Zoom call at night like we did last night, I do not hang up and talk about you. But you better believe when Doug walks in the room, I say, wait. I don't know if I'm still online. Don't talk.
Exactly.
I close the computer. I unplug it. I move it to another room.
I put it in the fireplace. I burn the laptop to make sure that the Zoom meeting is off. Smash it with a hammer. Beat it with a hook.
Sink it in the lake.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeffrey Toobin. Who is Jeffrey? This is a crazy story. Jeffrey Toobin is a writer for The New Yorker. He's also, and this is where some of you might recognize him, he's a very ubiquitous face on CNN. He is CNN's like chief legal analyst.
He's a Harvard Law School grad.
And this guy is brilliant. He's smart. Forget about your politics. Forget about whether you watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox News Channel. Forget about that. This guy is usually pretty spot on with his legal analysis of cases. He's on CNN all the time. He's not fat. He's maybe a little bit portly. He's got curlyish hair, glasses, and the guy is really legally brilliant. It turns out, Fester, what are you doing over there?
Are you getting
uncomfortable?
I really am uncomfortable with this story.
Oof.
He thought he wasn't on the Zoom call.
When he was on the Zoom call. And
he thought he had muted it.
You wouldn't think of this brilliant legal Harvard Law School graduate, legal-minded guy on CNN and a writer for the New Yorker. You wouldn't think that he would be self-pleasuring himself anywhere near a Zoom conference call with members of the New Yorker magazine and WNYC Radio, which is the NPR station in Manhattan in New York.
Can we talk about what they were doing on the call? Because I don't quite understand this part of it.
Well, from what I read, they were having a meeting.
They were doing a simulation where they were doing like a role play thing on the Democrats versus the Republicans, election night, what the courts might decide. And this Jeffrey Toobin guy was playing the courts.
So,
did this scenario turn him on, or was he trying
That's a good point. Was this guy so sexually turned on by this legal mumbo jumbo that he had to, you know, drop his pants and you know?
No. They were having a meeting over possible scenarios on election night, and they were rehearsing.
Yeah, they got boring.
That's what they were doing.
That's what they were doing. Right.
Daydreaming.
He was the courts.
That's what I said.
They had a 10-minute breakout session where each individual side got to talk. He had 10 minutes on his hands.
Yes, he did have that on his hands.
And he's like, yes. I'm not doing anything for 10 minutes.
Yes. Da-da-da. And we can work the word in Wang here as well.
Can you describe what happened? Because I haven't read the story.
All right. He apparently started self-pleasuring himself during the Zoom meeting with election simulation and scenarios. He started self-pleasuring himself, and the other people could see him touching his, you know, private part.
You gotta be kidding.
He even shot the camera,
Minimized the window. He didn't close the window. Yeah.
The story is, so he thought maybe just minimizing it shut his camera off, but it didn't. And Roxanne's right. In the story, it says that he even lowered the camera so people could see. What was he doing?
You know what makes me mad is his apology is not an apology at all. He says, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. That's like saying, I'm sorry I got caught.
No, I mean,
where's the video?
I don't think anyone recorded this. He said, I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed. What is that?
I don't know.
Something's happening.
Is that my phone? Hang on a minute.
Something's happening.
Yeah, hang on. My phone is playing.
Are we off touching yourself?
Yeah. Are we off the Zoom call?
No. I had an app start playing on my phone. So he's touching himself, and the coworkers are watching this like in horror.
Oh, my.
And what do you say to get him to stop?
Hey, tubes.
Hold on. He has no headphones on. He's minimized his page. He's on a different screen altogether.
Two people who were on the call told Vice separately that the call was an election simulation, blah, blah, blah. And there were tons of people on this phone call from the magazine and the radio station in New York. Both people who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to speak freely noted that it was unclear how much each person saw, but both saw that Toobin was Toobin. Yes.
Toobin was Toobin.
What turns you on? Election simulation.
Wait a sec. Did he think this was an erection simulation and not an election simulation?
It was no simulation.
That's what it was.
Were they like screaming at him?
He confused the R with the L. Yes. And that's what happened. Now we figured it out.
But in the latest erection poll coming in from the Associated Press.
But the people saw him doing it. I mean, the motion, everything. And at this point, it seemed like Toobin was on a second, after they took like the little break, the little 10-minute break, everyone said it seemed like Toobin was on a second video call.
He was watching his own video.
Oh my, anyway, he's been suspended by the New Yorker magazine, and he made an announcement that he's taking a leave from CNN as well.
God.
Holy moly.
But in what world do you say, I know I'm in the middle of this, and I'm just going to take a pause, and I have that urge is so strong.
Look.
How long until he says, God, I have a drinking problem?
I can't wait. I can't. Oh, that's true. I have a substance abuse.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing for this guy. He'll probably snap back. He'll probably recover, but before the election?
No, not before the election.
Okay, you just brought up Pee Wee Herman a while ago, and he hasn't recovered yet, really.
That was in public in a theater in Sarasota.
This was on Zoom call. It's the same thing as real life.
I know.
Do you know what all the witnesses are called? Poll watchers. A bunch of poll watchers are watching Jeffrey Toobin.
We're watching the polls. It's funny.
That's what I'm here for, baby.
Anybody have any other embarrassing type Zoom thing?
Not like that.
Any kind of a Zoom thing gone bad? Has anything gone awry with any of the Zoom meetings that you've been on for work or school or whatever?
How are we supposed to top that?
800-990-1047. If you've got a video conferencing Zoom story during COVID, 800-990-1047. All right, we'll see if we get any calls on this. 800-990-1047, or maybe you want to comment on Jeffrey Toobin. Gone Toobin. Back in a moment. Oh, my God. Folks, MJ Morning Show, Q105, 809. You're not going to believe who has weighed in on the Jeffrey Toobin New Yorker Magazine CNN legal analyst story of him self-pleasuring himself during a Zoom call yesterday. You're not going to believe who has actually weighed in on this. Listen.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Who is that? Who is that?
Oh, no.
Roxanne, are you kidding?
Shannon Sharp?
What?
Shannon Sharp?
What? Shannon. What?
Zach?
Who's Shannon Sharp? Who's that?
He's an old football player.
Come on. Listen again. You don't know who this is?
I don't know.
Damn. Jeffrey Toobin?
I have
At
no
least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
All right, let me give you a
hint. I know who it is.
Who is it?
DC are his initials. Dave Chappelle.
What?
No,
why not just say Dave Chappelle?
No, it's not Dave Chappelle.
Come on.
All right, let me give you a hint. He killed his wife and killed a guy by the name of Ron Goldman.
Oh, my next guess was going to be Keegan. But
Robert Blake?
No, I know. Okay. How do I not know that?
Who is it?
Who's it's OJ.
Okay, I'm about to say. It took you a long time to get there.
Wow.
That's the first I've heard of from OJ in a long time. Yeah.
No, he's been tweeting a little bit here and there.
Has he been making videos? Has he? Okay.
O.J. Simpson posted that video clip on Twitter yesterday in response to the whole Jeffrey Toobin self-pleasuring Zoom mistake. Damn.
OJ keeps it real. Jeffrey Toobin? At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
It sounds like there's crowd noise in the background. Was he doing it in a stand-up lounge?
He murdered two people.
No, it
Shut
sounded
up.
Like it. When you play, OJ? Can you play it again? I'll raise my hand.
He's sitting on his couch in his living room. Yeah. He's probably has the TV on in the background.
So
that's probably what it is.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least I killed my wife in an alleyway.
I didn't kill my wife on a Zoom call.
It was in the front door.
I didn't slice Ron Goldman's neck on a Zoom call now, did I?
Oh, my God.
Keep your opinion. Just shut up, OJ.
Oh, no. OJ should run for president.
Even OJ is weighing in on Jeffrey Toobin.
Damn in the beginning should have gave it away. I mean, that's OJ, right? When he says, damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
This is a guy that killed two people and then was involved in that strong arm robbery.
Just got out of jail.
You know, that's what put him out. It wasn't the killing of two people that got him put in jail. It was the strong arm robbery where he was trying to recollect some of the memorabilia that he claimed was his when he went in with those friends and they held up. It was in like a hotel.
Yeah, it had to do with that. Yep, the memorabilia in Vegas.
It was in Vegas.
In Vegas. OJ Simpson really has the cojones to comment. Well, he has all along. He has said things on the golf course looking for the killers, all that.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's OJ.
All that fun, crazy stuff from OJ. All right, Roxanne, I can't believe OJ's weighing in. Roxanne, you have a follow-up. Quickly, let's tell what happened. Your sister was mistreated or felt that she did not get good treatment at her bank.
Yes.
Because she needed the services of a notary at her bank.
Yes.
And is this a national bank chain or is this one of the smaller regional or local?
No. It's a big bank.
It's a big bank.
Sure.
All right.
And so she heard us, her husband heard us talking about it on the show yesterday.
Right.
So she called me after the show and said, Roxanne, you don't need to go in there. She pulled me back, reeled me in, cooler heads prevailed. I did go in and have an interaction with the same notary who she dealt with. And I'm glad we had that. Yes.
All right, now, what was it with the? What did the notary do? Refresh my memory. What did the notary do to your sister that gave her an unpleasant?
And this is probably important. Twofold. It took an hour to figure out that she couldn't help her, and the reason is because she had a last name that was different than her current last name because of marriage.
So why did you? So here's the deal. Roxanne was going to go into the bank to get something notarized and then shame the lady.
I wasn't going to shame her. I was just going to say,
Yes, well, you were.
Yes, I was going to say.
My sister had the worst experience with this total biatch on wheels, and then the lady would realize that you were talking about her.
Yes, I was going to say, I need to get your card so I can have my sister come and see you because she had a terrible experience.
So why did your sister call you off?
Pulled me down from the ledge because she said in her follow-up, you know, that she talked to another notary who said bank notaries, that's what they're supposed to do. Yeah. They're kind of supposed to make sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
That's right. What every notary is supposed to do. It sounds like she did her job and your sister just got a little salty about it.
So this story is a big freaking nothing burger then.
I told you guys that last night. I told you last night.
I thought you were going to get into a cat fight. I thought you were going to just slap this woman at the bank yesterday.
I will save my vindictive behavior for someone who really deserves it.
That's
I think she was just trying to do her job. And my sister, you know, I don't like the fact that she was crying and didn't have a good day, but, you know, told me to cut back
Does
off.
Does Roxanne
back
have
off.
A secret Karen side that she's
That's
slowly...
That's not a Karen
a little
thing.
Bit, it's a little passive-aggressive.
That is not, a Karen thing is more like a wagging your finger at someone.
Karen is more of a big talker that doesn't really back up her words, which
it's
is exactly what Roxanne did.
MJ Morning Show.
So, yes, I was...
It's
no, I'm not
the MJ Morning Show with Froggy Fester, MJ and Karen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I like
that is, we're not supposed to stereotype.
I know. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. You also, you have a germ story we'll get to in a minute.
Oh, are we going to get to it? Okay, great.
Is it your friend? This is a crazy germaphobe story?
You don't even know this story. I think I told Fester.
All right, I don't know the story, but I'm very
curious
to hear the germaphobe story. Hey, folks, here is the Trip a Day song to win a three-night stay at a vacation condo along the beaches from Liberty Management. You want to listen for Dreams from Fleetwood Mac. Mason Dixon's going to play it sometime in the 3 o'clock hour today. When you hear it, just be the seventh caller, and you will win Q105's Trip a Day. You're waiting for Dreams, Fleetwood Mac, 3 o'clock hour with Mason Dixon. And then be the seventh caller. Good luck from Q105. All right, next, the germ deal. Can't wait to hear the story with the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hang on, folks.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Sheryl Crow, MJ Morning Show. Am I remembering correctly? Wasn't there a story that Eric Chase, remember Eric Chase? He did our parody songs and he did so much of our amazing production on the MJ Morning Show when we were over at FLZ. Wasn't there a story that Eric Chase, and he lives in Tampa. Eric is one of the most talented radio production guys ever. There was a story that he dated Sheryl Crow while they were in college, if I'm not mistaken. Does that ring a bell?
Really?
I heard that story as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any truth to it. I've never spoken to him about it.
No, I think it's true. I think I had the conversation with him years ago. I think I was working on one of the Crotchety CDs. Eric helped me with all the production on the Crotchety Old Man CDs. We did like 7 or 8 Crotchety CDs, and Eric was instrumental in putting them together and doing all the production in between all the cuts on the Crotchety Old Man CDs. And I think that was a story. All right, 8:30, it's the MJ Morning Show. Raise tonight. In Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. So Arlington, Texas will be the home of game one of the World Series. The LA Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Go Rays.
If you want to get together with Rays fans, you could do a watch party at St. Pete Pier.
Yeah, no offense. Right now with all this coronavirus going around, I don't want to watch it next to anybody except for like on my couch.
They've got pods available and you're going to be in these socially distanced places.
Yeah, listen, if you socially distance and you're not on top of one another outdoors, you got the bay breeze going on the new pier. Yeah, it might not be a terrible situation. It's not like you're getting packed into an Ybor club with 300 people.
That's after they win the World Series.
Yeah, really. So, go Rays. And the Dodgers are favored. Is that the story?
We're the underdog. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah.
The short answer is who the hell knows? The Dodgers have like one of the highest payrolls. The Rays have one of the lowest. Roxanne, who's pitching tonight for the Rays?
Ooh, good
question. Is it Mike Piazza? How's he playing?
That's
Mike Piazza's pitching tonight. Yeah, Froggy. There, Froggy knows so much about baseball. I mean, I thought
Mike Schmidt. Who is it?
I thought that I knew a whole little about sports, but Froggy's even. I'm a genius. I'm a freaking sports. I'm a walking encyclopedia of sports next to Froggy.
The pitcher is actually Dale Murphy. Froggy, Dale Murphy.
What's my next guy?
That's my favorite ball player growing up.
I was going to guess Blake Snell, but he's game two tonight, Tyler Glasnow.
No, she has real guesses. Yeah,
Catfish Hunter's pitching tonight.
Raleigh Fingers will be coming out with a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Roxanne, you've got this germaphobe story. You didn't want to tell this. I didn't tell you.
I just told Fester, and you heard us talking.
I overheard this, and of course, don't say anything if you don't want me to potentially mine it for bit on-air content. So you're talking about this germ story, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to tell it now. Let me wait a couple of weeks. What?
I mean, do you have to tell all of that,
yes,
too?
Yes,
I overcame that.
Okay. I'll tell you.
I overcame that.
Let me wait. It's like you're in therapy or something. I overcame this.
You're like a reverse therapist, MJ. You get her through and then you put her right back in.
I know.
All right, so is this one of these stories where people can think about if they're a germaphobe, how do they compare to this?
Oh, this is not even... No, you're thinking about it the wrong way. Should I just tell the story?
Tell me the story.
So on Sunday, I take my daughters to a pumpkin patch. We're there enjoying the pumpkin patch. We get our pumpkins. We're having some snacks.
Was it socially distanced, COVID?
Of course, outdoors. Pumpkin patches are outside.
Yeah, but what about all these little germ magnet kids all jammed
up arguing
over pumpkins? I want that one. No, I want that one.
Not to mention how long COVID lives on pumpkin skin.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
49 days.
Yeah.
Johns Hopkins just did that research.
So we're sitting at a table and we're having some Fig Newtons. My daughter's running around. I'm there with my baby. I see a friend I haven't seen in a while.
Wait a second. You're running around with a thing of Fig Newtons in the pumpkin patch?
Yes, because you always bring your kids snacks.
Oh, my God. You're the Fig Newton mom?
Oh. Here, have a fig, honey. Oh.
Okay, that's probably what I'm about to tell you happened. Okay, so I have this pack of Fig Newtons.
Right.
And this mom comes up who I know. I haven't seen her in a long time. We're going to call her Christy. A dear friend. Oh, my gosh. Great to see you. Oh, hey. I'm with my friend Jen. Okay, this is her little boy, 2-year-old little boy.
Right.
So Jen and the 2-year-old boy sit down at the table. I'm talking to Christy.
Is it Christy Knight for Magic?
No. It's not Christy from Maxima either.
Okay.
This is a made-up name.
I love both of those. Don't try to guess.
All right. Go ahead.
So I'm talking to Christy, and I see Jen and the 2-year-old boy across the table. But I did offer him, I said, hey, do you guys want some cookies?
They don't want your COVID cookies. Nobody wants Fig Newtons.
Well,
first of all.
No, I like Fig Newtons. All right, so what happens? So you got the pack of cookies, you run into Christy, and you offer Fig Newtons
everybody.
To Christy.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so the little boy, the 2-year-old, takes a cookie. And I'm talking to Christy, but I'm sitting like this, you know, to Jen and the baby are to my side, but I've got these periscope eyes.
Right.
And I can see around
the
all sides of my head.
The periscope eyes.
And as I'm talking to Christy, I see Jen's little boy spit the entire Fig Newton back into the cookie container.
Holy God!
Ew, he smacked that kid.
Oh, how many Fig Newtons were left in there?
That was the beginning. That was the first sleeve.
Oh, my.
The first little sleeve.
God. Oh, that's where you say you owe me $5.25.
No. So immediately in my head, I'm not going to look and go, oh, my gosh. I just continue my conversation with Christy.
How do you ignore that?
No, because I'm just thinking to myself.
Oh, I'm going to play it off like it didn't even happen.
No. I'm playing it off because I'm not the one to point that out. I've been in those embarrassing mom situations, having had a 2-year-old where, you know, hey, I'm sorry my kid pooped in your pool. I'll clean it up. You know, I've been in those situations.
Essentially what that kid said, these are the worst cookies ever.
So far, the smartest person in this whole story is the kid who spit the Fig Newton out.
What flavor of fig? Was it apple at least? Or was it fig?
It was straight fig.
Oh, God. Kid probably cursed
so he spits the Fig Newton back into your package.
So, and
this is the plastic Fig Newton's package that has a little trap door that reseals, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there continuing talking to Christy, thinking, oh, this poor mom. I've been there. She's going to have to say something to me, but it's okay. No big deal. Guess what?
What?
She didn't say anything to me.
She said nothing?
She took the package, slid it under the table, and wiped it out.
Ew.
What?
Then put the package back on the table.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with this? You must disown this.
I don't know her.
She's an animal, apparently.
This is a foul, disgusting woman. You need to erase her from your friend circle.
She's not in my circle.
So she... What do you mean she's not in your circle?
She was a friend of a friend.
I'd never seen this woman. I'd never seen this child.
How? During COVID times, her little germ magnet kid spits the fake Newton back in. And then she tries to clean it out like nothing happened?
The kid's nose was running.
Oh, God.
Because I'm very cognizant of...
This is just gross. Kids,
I told you. It's crazy.
And how could you not confront her? How could you not say, I would have said, what are you doing? This is like a Larry David episode.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's the matter with you? You're trying to hand this back to me like your kid didn't chew up this awful Fig Newton and spit it back in the package?
So then my daughter comes running back to the table. She wants a Fig Newton.
Oh, my God.
And I just panicked. And I was like in fight or flight mode. And I just flighted.
And I grabbed
the package and said, Daddy just texted us. We got to get home.
Oh, my God. Dad's been in an accident. We have to go.
Your buff has been in a three-car pileup.
His legs have been cut off.
We've got to go.
We got to run. He's a TGH. He might not make it, kids. We got to go.
He's pinned against a tree. They're keeping him alive until you get there.
Gosh, this turns so dark.
Well, the story was actually kind of a stinker by the end of it.
But how do you not call this woman out?
Roxanne, you have to learn in a situation like that, if you're going to be a part of this show, you call that broad out.
Oh, my God.
Right away.
You got to call her out. Roxanne.
I think it was shock. I think I was in shock that was happening.
We are going to toughen you up.
Oh, I didn't want to offend her.
You're going to emerge on the other side a whole different Roxanne. Wow.
I'm hungry for fig.
MJ Morning Show, this is Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. You want to get hold of any of us, just send us email. MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Fester@MJMorningShow.com. Froggy@MJMorningShow.com. Roxanne@MJMorningShow.com. And also very active on social media. In fact, do you like my chocolatey tree stump story? We'll get to that later on. Michelle, my lovely wife, sent me a link to the story last night. Was this just good content, or was Michelle sending me a message? I don't think she was sending me a message. I think this is just pretty good content. This is from, cafemom.com? You ever hear this? Cafemom.com?
Sounds familiar.
Dad is convinced newborn looks like wife's work husband.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lord. Work husband. You've heard of the whole work husband thing, right?
Work wife, work husband, yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of times the work husband and wife, they'll get their spouse together. They'll all go out for a little dinner date or something and hang out. Dad is convinced that the work husband is the father, potentially. After the birth of his son, one man on Reddit convinced that the baby isn't his. His son doesn't look like him or his wife. And he's suspicious that the baby looks like the wife's work husband. All he wants is answers, but when he asked his wife for a paternity test, she was insulted and told him that if he tried to make it happen, she would file for divorce.
Uh-oh.
When babies are born, they do look just like the dad. And it is a sort of genetic thing, so that when you didn't have genetic testing, dads were able to instinctively know, that's my kid.
Ask Maury.
Yeah, that's a Maury Povich episode right there.
You are not the father.
I thought it was the baby's daddy. I thought that's what they said.
No, they do that. You are not the father, right? You are the father. When it comes to the paternity test, you are not. First, there was the fact that the son did not look anything like him or his wife. He says, I have small blue eyes, pale skin, blonde hair, as do my parents, grandparents, and siblings.
God, sounds like a fish.
And my wife's work husband is an Eskimo, so he looks nothing like me.
My wife has small blue eyes and red hair. Everyone in her family has either blue eyes and blonde or red hair, yet our baby was born with an olive skin tone and huge brown eyes.
Yeah, it's hard to get. It's possible, but it's very statistically unlikely that a blue-eyed and a blue-eyed can make a brown-eyed.
Right, exactly. So you have the recessive genes that the two recessives will...
Two little X's.
Right.
Yep.
The two
little B's.
Will make the blue eyes.
We've got full recessive gene betting odds here with Roxanne. That's fantastic.
Like
I can help you with that any day that you want.
It sounds like the work husband is an Eskimo.
My
poor sexy Sicilian pool boy.
Secretly, he believes the two are having an affair. One of my wife's coworkers is married to a coworker of mine. He explained it was his coworker who tipped him off that there was something going on between his wife and the work husband. They were getting unnaturally close, spending time together alone, even though they don't actually directly work together. Well, then how's he the work husband then if they don't work together?
Oh, she's just cheating them.
They were interacting with each other, causing rumors to spread throughout the office. His wife, knowing that he knew me, wanted to warn me that something may be up. Wow.
And what's his job again?
I don't know. It didn't say what the occupation is.
Anybody, where there's smoke, there might be.
You think so?
Not your baby.
I know what the work husband's job is. Putting it to his wife.
Last night, I admitted to my wife my fears and asked if there was any way the baby wasn't mine. His wife denied it, told him that she was insulted by the accusation and said that she had never and would never cheat on me with Ryan, that's the work husband's name, or anybody else. She told me that if he got the paternity test done, that he should consider our marriage over.
Sounds like she's a straight gaslighter.
Over.
Okay, first of all, of course his name is Ryan, okay? I have issues with guys named Ryan. First of all. Second of all, why can't this guy do his own paternity test and not tell his wife?
Well, that's a third person on the Reddit thing said that get the paternity test, and if you're wrong, never tell your wife. That's a way to handle it. So Michelle sends me this. I think it's great content. I don't think there's anything. I don't know if she's suggesting anything.
Why would she be suggesting?
I don't know. I think it's just good content, but listen.
MJ's kids don't exactly look like.
Oh, we just
trolls.
Stop.
I mean, Chloe's beautiful, but, you know.
Wow.
It just doesn't make sense.
Froggy just called me a troll.
But I'm just saying your kids are lovely and you're, you know, you.
Troll-esque.
And Michelle's, of course, beautiful.
Michelle, I think it's a good story. You didn't send it for any other reason, did you?
Did you?
No.
It's just a good story, right?
First of all, I wasn't even working when I got pregnant. Mm. Right? Remember, I was in law school.
That's true. That's right, Michelle. Well, yeah. It could have been a study buddy.
A study hubby.
Study hubby.
Yeah. Oh. My study buddy was a good friend named Beth.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Out. Beth and Lanny. Yeah.
mm-hmm.
It's a good story. So I mean,
it is. I mean, honestly, look, we've joked about it, but go ahead, get those kids tested.
Now, Michelle, did this guy complain to Reddit, or did he feel like he needed advice from, what, cafemom.com? Because I know that's where I go.
That's the other thing I'm just perplexed about. It's like, do people really have to put this out there to get counseling on this? I mean, if you honestly feel like those kids aren't yours, just go get them swabbed. I think it's pretty easy to do nowadays, right?
I would think.
Yeah, well, that's what someone suggested. Just go get your baby tested and compare it to your DNA and just don't even tell the wife.
Right.
The way you handle it.
Great relationship.
Yeah, it's a great marriage, though, isn't it?
Or you go down to your wife's job and you punch Ryan right in the face.
you get some blood on your hand. You know what his blood type is.
Brilliant.
You wait for Ryan in the parking lot and you jump him. Or you mow him over with your car in the parking lot. then you get some of Ryan's blood and compare it to the baby.
Push him in a wood chipper.
All right, Michelle. All right, I'll see you later on.
Bye,
sweetie.
Can you imagine your wife has red hair and blue eyes and your kid comes out looking like a little Latin kid or something?
Listen, both of you guys have blue eyes. Both have blue eyes.
Crazy.
You can have two brown eyed have a blue eye. That does happen kind of frequently. It happens.
Right. Yeah, they're called albinos.
It's 8:49. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 8:57 Tuesday. Rays tonight. Game 1, World Series in Texas. Go Rays. The Dodgers are favored. Is that their favorite for the whole World Series, Roxanne? Or
I think it'll be the whole thing in general. Yeah, right, they're expected to win.
The Rays need to prove the odd setters, you know, the naysayers wrong. Because how great would that be to grab the Stanley Cup, which we did with the Lightning, and then to win the World Series?
We'll just expect it now. We'll expect that the Bucks will be in the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah. Got some Hollywood stuff coming up in just a bit.
Before you get to that, did you bring us any banana ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
I did not, because the mix is steeping in the fridge. I have not put the banana ice cream into the ice cream maker. I did make the vanilla because I made vanilla bean mix over the weekend, and I did freeze it. I did churn it and freeze it in the ice cream maker last night.
Last night we were recording the MJ Morning Show podcast, which we still do, which is on iTunes right now.
Right. And all the platforms. And again, we're pretty much telling our podcast audience, for those that don't know, before the MJ Morning Show came back just, 2.5 weeks ago here on Q105, we had sort of put the band back together. Me and Froggy and Fester, we started doing a podcast last October, about a year ago, and it became very popular. Thousands and thousands of downloads every single week, and here we are back on FM radio every single morning.
So every Monday night, we get together about 6:30 to record the podcast to be released on the next Tuesday, the next day.
I'm gonna bust my chops here.
MJ sends us a text, like, at 5:55. Guys, won't be able to make it until 7:45.
I didn't even get that text.
Wait, why so late?
I said 7:30.
Okay.
I said podcast 7:30.
Okay, we didn't start recording till about 7:45.
And then you said why, and I texted back, banana ice cream.
Well, I said why, and you texted back, your mama, first.
That's the first one. That was the first one.
I saw that one.
No, okay. It wasn't your mama. It was yo mama.
And then I'm like, okay, why else? I mean, walking the dog takes, 10 minutes? And MJ writes back, banana ice cream. And so you're making homemade banana ice cream?
Yeah. That's for my buddy who... Because he helped me, hey, Kevin, I hope he's listening. So Kevin's a buddy of mine, and he's with Hunter, you know, the big irrigation products, all the timers, and we've known Kevin for years, and I just had an issue with my timer, so he came over to the house last weekend to help me, you know, make sure my irrigation was running and the drip line was working, all that stuff, I said, hey, I got some vanilla ice cream I just made. He loved my ice cream. And then he says, do you make banana ice cream? And he said, it's so tough to find a really good banana ice cream. And I said, as a matter of fact, I've perfected the vanilla bean and the banana. So for Kevin from Hunter Industries, Hunter Irrigation, I made a batch of banana ice cream last night.
How much did you make?
A bowl?
A gallon's worth?
I probably have 3 quarts total. Okay. So I'm going to give him a quart, and then I'll put 2 in the freezer.
And when exactly will you be having the MJ Morning Show ice cream party at your place?
A lot of folks don't know this, but I have put this on my Instagram feed and my Twitter feed, but I've kind of gotten into ice cream making. It's kind of a funny story. It's quite a hobby. Michelle suggested this. She said, let's get an ice cream maker. And this was back in New York over the summertime. And Michelle starts doing all this ice cream research on good machines. So she finds this machine called a Musso Pola 5030. And it's like a sort of professional ice cream machine. It's not cheap. It's like $1,200 on Amazon.
And not the 5020. This is the 5030.
This is the 5030, exactly.
Do not insult him with the 5020, Roxanne.
This is an Italian-made machine. It weighs 75 pounds. It weighs as much as like a third grader.
It's like Italian marble, made of Italian marble.
You saw the machine. You looked through the window when you guys were on my back deck. Yes. You saw the machine. And how was that vanilla ice cream that I made?
That was delicious. No arguing with you on that.
Yep.
I was too drunk.
You're going to pay your lawn guy with ice cream?
Oh, it's not my. It's a friend of mine who's a bigwig with Hunter Irrigation.
It's the irrigation guy.
The irrigation guy. No, it's not the plumber. That's Joe the plumber.
He pays all contractors in Italian food products.
So the ice cream machine is
scicciata.
Hey, the vanilla. So I made vanilla last night. That was because I like to let it sit in the fridge for like a day. Because I'm scraping out the vanilla bean pods, and then you put the whole pod into the mix and let it sit for like a day, and the vanilla just leaches. It's just fantastic. Ooh. So the vanilla I made last night. Oh, and my brother got me a membership card for Restaurant Depot. and they have the real serious heavy cream. They've got the 40% heavy cream, which you generally can't find in the supermarket. Generally, it's the 36% in the supermarket. The stuff I made last night was, if you thought the stuff you had at my house like 2 weeks ago was good, oh my God, you got to try this stuff.
Ooh, all right.
It is absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm because glad. Of the cream.
The cream and then
the beans.
I'm getting better at
and
making the
ice behind it.
I'm glad that you're getting better at making ice cream and you got to put the podcast off till almost 8 o'clock last night. Thank you.
Man, you have a lot of time on your hands.
And
don't you?
The banana's more involved. The vanilla I can make quickly. Just scraping the beans out, that's the most labor intensive.
Your video of that was so awesome. Scraping vanilla beans.
Yeah, the banana you got to put through a sieve and you got to scrape it through and then make an ice bath and then this and that. There's a lot of steps, but the banana is going to be phenomenal. Oh, and the machine. The machine's like $1,200 on Amazon, this Musso ice cream machine, which is, it's an amazing machine. I love it. But I made a call. It turned out when we were up in New York, the U.S. Service Center for this Italian ice cream brand was right across the river in New Jersey, right across the George Washington Bridge. Called the guy up. He said, yeah, come on down. I got a bunch of them over here.
It was meant to be.
Well, because guess what? He gets all the Amazon returns as the U.S. Service Center. If somebody gets the machine, buys the machine, and they get the box and they see it, oh my God, this is huge. I'm sending this back. Or some guy buys it and his wife says, you can't put that in the kitchen. And it goes back. The guy gets all of the Amazon returns, like mint condition, never used. And the guy says, I got a stack of Amazon returns here. I'll give you it for, so he gave me hundreds and hundreds off. The machine by just getting an Amazon return, and it was perfect. He said, I'm the service center. Check this thing out. There's nothing. It was never used.
Wow.
So that's, deal. That's the beauty of this thing.
If any of our listeners are into horror movies or bloodbaths, look on MJ's Instagram feed for when he made the cherry ice cream.
Oh, my Ooh. God. All right. So, folks, you will not be disappointed. I didn't even get the chocolatey tree stumps here. I guess we'll have to push that off to the next segment. So, on my Instagram feed, all kinds of stuff in my kitchen, just all kinds of stuff. It's not just food. You know, too many people do only food on Instagram. I mix it up totally. So, my Instagram, give me a follow, is at Certified Todd Schnitt, at Certified Todd Schnitt, and my Twitter feed is just at Todd Schnitt. All right, the tree stump. We got to talk about the tree stump chocolatey next. Hang on. It's the MJ Morning Show. It is Phil Collins Genesis at 9:10, 10 past 9 o'clock here on a Tuesday. And I'll get into chocolatey tree stump in just a moment. I was just going through email. You can email me, MJ at MJMorningShow.com. You can email the whole crew. Just use their first names, Froggy, Festa, Roxanne, at MJMorningShow.com. I was just checking email, and a guy by the name of Steve writes, hey, why am I hearing Joe Biden commercials and no Trump commercials? You know, during our, you know, commercial breaks. Steve, I hear both on the radio station. They are both. So I've heard Biden commercials, Biden for president. I've heard plenty of Trump for presidents.
And we don't really have anything to do with that.
No, we don't. It's whatever the campaigns buy. We have nothing to do. The commercials that are purchased, we have nothing to do with it. It's whatever the Biden for president campaign or the Trump for president campaign, whatever they choose to buy commercial-wise during election season, that's what they do.
I thought I saw a story earlier in the week that the Biden campaign is outspending the Trump
they
campaign
are.
Like 10 to 1, yeah, something really ridiculous.
Well, they have a lot more money at this point, and that is true. And listen, I encourage either campaign. I encourage the Biden campaign, the Trump campaign, break the bank here on Q105. Buy as many commercials as you want. We'll take your money. It's all about the business here. It's all about the revenue, and let's go. You can spend. So, Steve, yeah, both candidates buy commercials. I've heard them both. And who buys more? I got to be honest. I think I've heard about equal split on the number of Biden commercials versus Trump commercials.
Seemed like it was heavy Biden a couple of weeks ago.
But then it got heavy
more Biden, and then it got heavy Trump.
Heavy Trump, yeah.
Right, and I haven't been paying attention as much lately. It's just all white noise.
Well, you turn on TV, and sometimes the entire commercial break on TV on local news, it's all political, every single one. Mm-hmm. Even the car dealers can't even get some spots in edgewise.
I'll tell you the one thing President Trump is ruining, which I really have come to enjoy, is the endorsement of the candidate at the end of the commercial, because he's like shouting at me.
I'm Donald Trump, and I...
Get the initial.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message. And Joe Biden's like,
I'm Joe Biden.
Which one is the one that goes, if you're going to vote for him, F off?
No, which that, one is that?
And then there's the PAC commercial.
What is that? There's one commercial yeah. that we've played which where
Joe Biden's scriptwriter says, F off.
You know, and then there's the PAC sit-by commercials that are separate from the candidate.
That's my favorite.
Listen, that's
the best commercial.
Do we have that commercial? Did we pull that commercial?
I don't have it at my fingertips over here.
Right, we'll find it.
It's an attention getter.
Listen, we'll take Biden commercials. We'll take Trump commercials. Just spend money on Q105. That's all we care about.
If you're running for dog catcher and you have money to spend, spend it on Q105. All right.
Chocolatey tree stumps. Speaking of my social media, I did post this, I think, on both my Instagram and my Twitter feed. This could be the funniest snack product. This could be the funniest cookie product I've ever seen. Especially, did you see the picture of this thing?
I just saw the picture that you sent to Roxanne, yeah. and it is something lost in translation here. Or
yeah, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some of the Japanese, when they turn things into English... sometimes it's just the funniest stuff in the world, or...
That's any language.
It is. And I think that this is intentional because it's got to mean chocolatey tree stump in Japanese as well. So Michelle and I, on Saturday, we went up to Kotobuki, which is a Japanese store on Sheldon Road over in Tampa. And we've been going to this place for years, like maybe 20 years. They used to be on Southdale Mabry near the Publix on Neptune. Kotobuki. Japanese market, great stuff. I mean, I get my Koshihikari Japanese short grain rice from my rice maker to make great Japanese sticky rice. They have everything in there, you know, and the snacks, and Michelle loves the Japanese candies because Michelle, my wife, is a Marine brat, and her father was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan for 5 years back when she was 10 years old till she was 15. So Michelle loves the Japanese culture. I love sushi.
I do too.
You know, we've been to Japan 2 years in a row, and We go to this Japanese market, which we've been going to for years. They used to be in South Tampa, then they moved up to Sheldon, right across Hillsborough. And we go in, the lady recognized him. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, her eyes lit up because she remembered us. Because I went in there for years, but I haven't been in for a while. And Michelle goes right to the Japanese candy and cookie aisle. And on the shelf, there's this box. Michelle's favorite are the chocolate mushrooms.
Well, I have a neighbor who that's their favorite, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was waiting for Froggy to make some smart-ass comment. All right, so there are these Japanese mushrooms where the mushroom top is milk chocolate, and then it's got the stem is like a cracker cookie.
Oh, so sounds good.
While we're looking at the cookie shelf at the Japanese market, there's a box of little cookies called Chocolatey Tree Stump. Not Chocolatey Tree Stumps. It's Chocolatey Tree Stump. And I'm looking at the box right now. Chocolatey Tree Stump. And it's got like a Japanese lumberjack with an axe. And all you see are all these like tree stumps behind them that are cookies. And the base is dipped in chocolate. And it's like an axed tree stump. And that's the treat. That's the cookie.
How did you not buy this?
We did.
Oh, did you bring some in?
No, we ate them.
They're little wafers. They're little wafers in the chocolate, right?
They were delicious.
They look like little turds.
They were fantastic.
You know, chocolatey tree turds doesn't quite sound as appetizing.
All your favorite animals in the forest turds. It's chocolatey squirrel turds.
Mm,
these are delicious.
Can you pass a squirrel scat?
Isn't this...
In America, we would never package chocolate and sell it as a tree stump because bark doesn't sound that appealing to us. Although we do call things bark, like peppermint bark.
Isn't this hysterical? Chocolatey tree stump. Anyway, the picture's up on my Twitter feed, at Todd Schnitt, my Instagram feed, at Certified Todd Schnitt. And in fact, Roxanne actually put it up on our website, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. We have morons in the news on the way, some celebrity and Hollywood crap on the way. The MJ Morning Show 916. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Do us a favor. Before our $800,000 billboard and TV campaign begins, help us get the word out that the MJ Morning Show is back. So tell everyone you know that the MJ Morning Show has returned. MJ Froggy Fester joined by Roxanne every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. here on Q105, 104.7 FM. So spread the word. Word of mouth is the best, so we do appreciate it. All right, a quick little Debbie Downer thing here, and then we'll lift things up. I saw this yesterday. This infectious disease expert, and this guy's got some chops. Michael Osterholm, he's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says that the U.S. is seeing a fresh surge in cases awaiting the vaccine. And he says that the dark days are ahead. He says we do have vaccines and therapeutics coming down the pike. But when you actually look at the time period for that, the next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest of the entire pandemic.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, for real, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Chanukah. Hanukkah.
Tired of this.
Come on. I mean, really?
I'm about to snap.
Are you going to have anybody over for Thanksgiving? Is this going to be you and your kids? Are the kids even flying in for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, because they're coming home. Chloe and Julian are coming back. Because Chloe's at the University of New Hampshire, and Julian's at boarding school in Connecticut. They're both coming home. Michelle's already, she got like from Boston. Chloe's like on a $47 JetBlue flight. It's like, what? Nice.
I think that's for great. $147, you can get your whole entire JetBlue plane.
My God. So, yeah, the kids are coming home for Thanksgiving, and they don't.
Keeping it small, just with the four of you.
And they don't go back to school until after the first. Chloe doesn't go back. So they're not go after Thanksgiving. You would typically go back for like 3 weeks or so before Christmas. They're not doing it. Most of the schools are doing the stay at home and then come back in January. Julian goes back, I think, the first or early second week in January. And Chloe doesn't go back till the end of January. And then they're even talking about no spring break going all the way through because they don't want all these kids then leaving again for spring break. Chloe is a student athlete. Chloe is a women's soccer player. They are tested twice a week. They get swabbed two times a week at the UNH campus.
Wow. That's staying on top of it.
Are they canceling things like that stupid Thanksgiving parade and the New Year's Eve thing?
There is no Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, there's none of that.
Virtual.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest, no balls. It's already been established? Yeah. So Seacrest, no ball.
It's funny how art imitates life.
No ball for Seacrest. The Times Square thing, I think it's going to be mostly virtual. Didn't I read that there's going to be like a small, like four or five dignitaries who are going to be involved, but no people.
Well, all the COVID.
How are they going to stop that? How are they going to stop all these people from going to Times Square?
The Rose Bowl parade is off this year. Yeah. There's no tournament of roses.
Boat parades are on. Any holiday boat parades, you can enjoy those like you always have.
Which is really popular in Oklahoma.
Folks, we're not out of the woods on this thing, and you still need to socially distance. Masks do work. The science is clear. And in fact, if we socially distanced and we wore masks earlier and more diligently from the very beginning, then we might be in a better position right now than where we are. And it shouldn't be politicized. The mask thing, do not politicize the mask thing. Please don't. But that kind of sucks. The darkest days are ahead. The next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest of the entire pandemic.
I choose not to believe that. Yeah, I'm going to be safe. I'm not going to do crazy things, but I just don't want to think about that. That's doom and gloom.
I hope that's not the case. So, all right, shifting gears here. Who the hell is this rapper Nuke Bizzle?
You don't know who Nuke Bizzle is?
Sounds like he's ripping off DJ Scrizzle. Scrizzle,
yes, he does. That's why it sounded familiar.
I never heard of that guy.
Nuke DJ Scrizzle. Scrizzle is one of Froggy's phone crank characters, along with Biscuit. And this is crazy. A rapper who bragged about defrauding the government in a music video actually got arrested for defrauding the government.
He bragged about defrauding the government's unemployment program during COVID-19 in a music video. He's been arrested on federal charges of carrying out the exact same scheme that he mentioned in the video, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. In fact, I believe that William Barr is personally handling this case. I don't know. Fontrell Antonio Baines.
Yo, call me Bizzle.
Fontrell. I never heard of that name. Fontrell Antonio Baines, who's 31.
He should have just used that for his rap name.
Goes by the stage name Nuke Bizzle. Little scratch of that.
Wow.
All right, Nuke.
Was arrested for applying for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits and using stolen identities in a scheme to fraudulently obtain unemployment insurance benefits under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act.
$1.2 million?
Oh, my God. The guy's from Memphis, Tennessee originally, resides in Hollywood Hills in California, exploited the pandemic unemployment assistance. He went after everything, the PUA, the CARES Act, everything.
He would have to.
Do you have a little bit of the song that got him busted?
Yeah, I do. Baines possessed and used debit cards preloaded with unemployment benefits administered by the California Employment Development Department. And in a statement announcing Baines' arrest, the debit cards were issued in the names of third parties, including identity theft victims. Oh, my God. Over $1.2 million in fraudulently obtained credit cards. The DOJ says that during the investigation, they discovered at least 92 debit cards that had more than $1.2 million in fraudulently obtained benefits.
Wow.
And he accessed more than $704,000 of this. That's crazy. Nuke Bizzle. You want to hear some Nuke Bizzle? Is this the song? Hey, Coop, is this the song where he talks about... Fester, you listen to this? Can you understand anything of the song?
Let me hear it again.
All right, here we go.
2020, the unbelievable. ED. Shout out. I just been swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. This shit here better than selling peas. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cars, that's 200 bun. I got a shout out to Donald Trump.
I got this shout out to Dollar. What?
I got a shout out to Donald Trump.
I ain't got rich on the EDD.
I got rich on the EDD. He's yeah, he is. That's it. He's bragging about ripping off the government.
He's a mumble rapper.
Mumble rapper.
Turn about like the NBA. 10 cars, I'm swiping 10K a day. Counting the bills of the CPA.
What a bozo. What a Nuke Bizzle. How about Nuke Bozo? Nuke Bonehead.
So is there some guy working for the IRS just driving to work one day listening to his Nuke Bizzle bootleg CD? And he's like, wait, holy crap.
Faux shizzle.
He's doing this in real life?
That's like me making a rap song about going to hotels to steal continental breakfast.
Which is something that Fester did do prior to COVID. Fester would just drive past the hotels in town that had the continental breakfast for the guests, and Fester would just walk on in like he owned the place. And Fester had like fake key cards that he'd keep just in case they asked for his card. And
stealing bagels and croissants.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Now I'm limited to just coffee at the Hampton Inn.
It's good coffee, though. You got to get the robust.
What about the free chocolate chip cookies at the Doubletree?
No, they're behind the counter now.
For good reason.
Oh, man. Nuke Bizzle. What a dope.
Either get better at rapping or better at crime, bro. I mean, he's bad at both of them.
I don't even want to ask this, but was it the song that led to the arrest?
Yes!
Or were they just trailing
him? About it.
Absolutely was. What an invertard, totally. Let's do some morons in the news next. The final moments here on a Tuesday, of course, go Rays tonight. The Rays and the LA Dodgers. Game one of the COVID World Series 2020 in Texas. That's where it'll be played in Arlington. The Dodgers are favorites to win the World Series, so the Rays need to show them otherwise, obviously. So go Rays. What time is first pitch?
8:09 first pitch. About 11,000 fans will be in attendance.
In Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. Hey, the song of the day for our Trip a Day contest, the Trip a Day song to win a three-night stay at a vacation condo along the beautiful beaches from Liberté Management. It's Dreams Fleetwood Mac. So the deal is simple. Listen for Mason Dixon to play Dreams by Fleetwood Mac today in the 3 o'clock hour. When you hear it, be the seventh caller.
and win from Q105. It's that simple. All right, morons in the news before we get out of here today. Actually, the rapper, the Nuke Bizzle guy, that pretty much, that was like celebrity slash morons in the news right there. What a joker. This is local. From Fox 13, bad boss in Polk County Fire Department tickles employees. Really?
Oh, that's just fun.
What?
Fox, how do you have that conversation with HR?
Fox 13 got a hold of records that show a Polk County Fire Rescue Battalion chief resigned last month after multiple female employees came forward with allegations of sexual misconduct. A second battalion chief, Jeremiah Gilley, was accused of the same behavior and resigned before an investigation was completed. In July, a total of five women spoke to investigators about incidents they described as sexual harassment, unwanted advances, physical attack, blah, blah, blah. But some of the, and obviously that's the worst, but there's just some odd behavior here on top of the criminal behavior. One woman told investigators that this guy, Brian Golden, between 2004 and 2020, began tickling her without her permission.
Oh, God. Creepy.
Despite her pleas for him to stop and continue tickling her until she was pinned underneath of him. That's
terrible. I'm sorry for laughing.
A tickle rape.
It's tickle torture is what it is.
And tickling is not always a nice thing. Tickling is torture. Makes people pee their pants.
When I was a kid, my uncle did that, and I used to pee all over myself.
I peed my karate suit.
How old were you?
17.
I was in 7th grade, and I peed my karate suit because my friend tickled me.
Your husband walks up to you and gives you a little tickle tickle.
Let me guess, you got the yellow belt that day.
I did.
You got the yellow belt?
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Poor firefighters.
Crazy.
Golly, tickling is the creepiest thing.
A second woman described an incident that she was going to sleep in her station bed and found Golden in it.
God.
Found this Brian Golden in the bed with her.
Come here. Time for a tickling.
Despite telling him to leave, the report said that he began physically touching and tickling the women without her permission.
Yeah, this guy's got to go.
Oh, my God.
It's just a little tickle. Come here. Oh, creepy.
Another local story. What about this Tampa CEO using all this startup money for a startup tech deal? Allegedly buying hookers and strippers and spending money like a drunken sailor.
There's a breakdown, a complete breakdown of all the money he spent. It's amazing.
We'll get to the list here in a second. Medical technology startup. The CEO is accused of misusing more than $400,000 in company funds. Turns out Escover Global runs an app to help doctors share messages with patients before and after surgery.
How did you know it's pronounced like that?
Escover Global.
I thought it was Ecover Global.
Oh. It's Escover Global.
I have no idea. Oh no, it is Ecover. I'm sorry.
It's Ecover Global.
How did you get Escobar?
The CEO's name is Ben Seaver.
Hang on a minute. Wait, so I put an S in there, and for whatever reason, I did a Spanish accent. I don't know.
And I are looking at each other. Are we reading the same story?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Are you having a stroke?
Ecover Global. They run an app to help doctors before and after surgery get in contact with patients. And it turns out that CEO Raymond Ben Seaver, 28, was seeking investors to fund something early this year. He put the pitch forward, told the potential investors that his company had already raised $700,000, that had a valuation of $35 million. Then Seaver's former best friend and business partner, Brandon Bowen, filed a lawsuit saying that he's misusing all of this money, misappropriating it. And there is a list. So Bowen's lawsuit against this guy, Seaver, claims that this is what he spent the startup funds on for that Escobar Global.
What's that disease when you get knocked in the head?
I'm sorry.
And then you wake up and you can speak Spanish?
I thought you were trying to disguise the name of the company.
No, it's my screw up. Ecover Global is what it is. So this guy allegedly spent nearly $30,000 paid to 9 different women, including one who got $12,000. That's like, apparently, what, escorts is what they're claiming? These were escorts that were paid?
Some private entertainment?
$17,000 in ATM withdrawals that was used to cover liquor and visits to the Dollhouse Strip Club, which is right there on West Shore.
And the ATM is right there?
With two E's, the
Dollhouse.
Not to confuse it with the Dollhouse.
$12,000 personal rent, $64,000
on non-business expenses, including thousands spent on Uber, Uber Eats, Postmates, and Lyft.
Jeez. Postmates.
Wow, look at
I'm
that.
I'm going to pay my postage Wall Street now, and order a sandwich.
And, of course, he's been busted as well. So there's a, well, that's a lawsuit. That's a civil suit, I guess.
This guy says he's just running through this money meant to invest in his business. You can't do that.
Hey, a couple of local morons in the news, folks. Hey, it's all local, baby. All right, 9:49. We're done. Folks, have a great day. Go Rays tonight, game one of the World Series. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, MJ Morning Show.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.